Dungeon Hunter Alliance for the PlayStation Vita could have been one of those games. Not one of those games that you'd remember the rest of your life, but one of those games that could have killed a couple of hours on your system and provided some fun on the train or the subway or just, you know, at home, maybe during a blackout or something like that. Instead, it's more of a run-of-the-mill action RPG with little to no personality. It's got no soul. In a sad, sad way, it's a sad, sad port of a really good iOS action RPG. At its core, it's exactly the same as the iPad game. So how could Ubisoft and Gameloft logically and fairly justify a price point 5 times more than the downloadable game than the mobile game when it's exactly the same experience? It's not a bad experience. It's just more Brotherhood of the Blade in 2012. For those that had the PlayStation Portable, Brotherhood of the Blade was an action RPG game that, you know, was playable. It had its moments. The story made little to no sense. The bosses came back from the dead after you went back into the area, but, you know, it killed some time. It was a decent action RPG game. This game has its faults that are explainable on the iOS, on the iPhone. Developers aren't supposed to be able to make flawless games yet on the iOS, even though we've seen, even on ReviewFix, our fair share of top-quality games on the iOS. On the PlayStation Vita, this game is simply mediocre. It gets the job done, but it never satisfies. It never truly entertains. Playing through levels over and over again is just boring. It's boring. The controls are weak. There are times when you're swinging your weapon and you're not hitting your enemy, which is frustrating to say the least. The story isn't captivating at all. The method for upgrading your weapons and stocking your character with the finest equipment possible is tiresome. Overall, this is a game that could have been so much better. Ubisoft has a reputation for beautiful games and, this game isn't as good-looking as you would expect. The PlayStation Vita trumpets itself as a handheld system that provides home console quality. And in the end, what you get here is an iOS game on the Vita. And you get exactly that type of quality. Those that enjoy games the likes of Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance, Champions of Norrath, Diablo, will find something to like here, as the game is playable. And even though it has its faults, it's an epic experience of sorts. It's an 8 to 12 hour experience that mirrors the games that you love but isn't quite up to par with them. So if you're looking for a game to kill 8 to 12 hours without being floored, without smiling, with just lather, rinse, repeat, then this is probably the game for you.